With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Speaking to reporters in the Oval Office, President Trump was asked whether he'd call off a meeting with Xi Jinping on his trip to South Korea after China announced new export controls on rare earth elements.
But I don't know that we're going to have it, but I'm going to be there regardless, so I would assume we might have it. But, they hit the world with something that really is not anything that people are going to do.
President Trump says China's announcement of new export controls on rare earth elements came as a bit of a surprise.
We said, where did that come from? It was just, that was out of the blue, right? Out of the blue, they came up with this whole import-export concept, and nobody knew anything about it.
Tragedy in Tennessee yesterday where there was a devastating blast at a military munitions plant.
Sheriff Chris Davis says 19 people are missing and feared dead.
This is a huge ordeal. It's a very devastating ordeal.
The blast was at Accurate Energetic Systems, which supplies the military.
Can I describe the building? There's nothing to describe. It's gone.
People reported hearing and feeling the explosion from miles away. I'm Ed Donahue.
Mass firings at federal workers have begun. That was the announcement yesterday from the White House as Republicans work to exert more pressure on Democratic lawmakers to end the government shutdown. In a court filing, the budget office said well over 4,000 employees would be fired, though it noted that the funding situation was fluid and rapidly evolving. National Guard troops patrolling in Memphis for the first time as part of the president's federal task force. And at the closing bell on Wall Street, the S&P 500 sank more than 2.5% on its worst day since April. 3.5% loss for the NASDAQ and the Dow, down nearly 2%. This is SRN News. A new study of America's children and their screens. More from Michael Harrington.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals what kind of electronic devices kids are using and how old they are when they start. According to parents, 90% of youngsters watch TV, 68% use a tablet, and 61% have a smartphone. Incredibly, the Pew poll also indicates that about 60% of children between the ages of 2 and 4 have already begun interacting with a smartphone. Experts say those devices can expose kids to pornography and worse. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration says the state of Minnesota and its governing body for high school athletics are violating a key federal law against sex discrimination by allowing boys to compete in girls' sports. The ruling comes from the civil rights offices at the Department of Education and the Department of Health and Human Services. The agencies say the Minnesota Department of Education and the Minnesota State High School League are violating that Title IX. The Big Ten Conference's interest in private equity deals is drawing concerns from Congress.
Washington Senator Maria Cantwell sent a letter to Big Ten presidents warning that a move into private equity could have negative consequences, including impacting the school's tax-exempt status. Reports say the conference could be exploring a $2 billion private equity investment that would involve placing the sale of its media rights and other assets under a new umbrella partially owned by the equity investors. Big Ten Commissioner Tony Petitti did not share specifics at the conference's basketball media days this week. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
President Trump is in exceptional health, according to his physician, who evaluated him yesterday. The president underwent a checkup at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. The visit included lab tests, preventive health assessments, a flu shot, and a COVID-19 booster. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.